God Almighty, Lord of glory, Lord, we worship you. God Almighty, Lord of glory, Lord, we worship you. God Almighty, Lord of glory, Lord, we worship you. God Almighty, Lord of glory, Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. God Almighty, Lord of glory, Lord, we worship you. God Almighty, Lord of glory, Lord, we worship you. Lord of glory, Lord, we worship you. Whoa, 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 whoa. God Almighty, Lord of glory, Lord, we worship you.
With all of my heart, all of my soul, I sing praises to the King. All of the glory, all of the praise, we worship the King. All of my heart, all of my soul, I sing praises to the King. All of the glory, all of the praise, we worship the King.
Lord, we worship you.
Sunday at 9 a.m. Bible study on Wednesday. Doors open at 5. Class begin at 5:30 in person and Zoom. Your tithe and offering and benevolence you can put in our storehouse as you enter or exit the sanctuary. Even your love offering. October announcements. Today is our annual church family and friends Jersey Sunday. Fellowship and dinner right after morning service. October 25th, annual Wood River Baptist District Association Women Auxiliary Conference at 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Victoria Caldwell, one of our very own members, will be a speaker at this conference at Union Baptist Church in Springfield, Illinois. If you would like to go on the church van, it leaves at 7:30 a.m. See Beverly Gay. October the 26th is Pink Sunday. October the 31st is Hallelujah Fest. UMBC Care Ministry. The purpose of the UMBC Care Ministry of our church is to strengthen relationships within our congregation by providing spiritual support, emotional support, encouragement, and supportive presence as needed by our own congregation. MBC Hallelujah Night, October 31st at 6 p.m. from Union MB Church. Info, you can go to info@umbcchurch.org. Date, Tuesday, October 7th at 8:16 p.m. Greetings, Hallelujah Night will be held October 31st from 6 p.m. until 8. There will be snacks, candy, and fellowship. Please pick up invitations for you to give to your family and friends. Put your name on the invitations, and the person who turns in the most invitation will get a prize. Thank you, Sister Countess Griffin. We have a card here. To Reverend U.D. Williams and Union family, can't thank you enough. We are truly grateful for your kind cards during this loss of our brother-in-law and uncle. With gratitude, Ann and Charles Henry, Irvin and Beth Henry, and Johnny and Leanne Payton from the Henry family. Now we have an announcement for from Sister Renee Thomas.
Okay. Good morning, family and friends, and happy Jersey Sunday. I just wanted to share a community event that is coming up on October 25th. And I know there's a lot going on the 25th, but if you are in town that day, I wanted to share that the Central Illinois Chapter of the Lynx Incorporated are having their 17th annual Taking Steps Toward Health Literacy Saturday, October 25th, from 9 to noon at the Bloomington Housing Authority Woodhill Towers Community Room on 104th East Wood. There'll be free screenings and information for breast health, cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, women health, behavioral health, and weight control. This event is free to the public, and everyone is invited to attend. If you have any questions, you can call 309-212-2303, or you can see me, as I am a member of the Lynx. We also have shared information. We've also shared this information, and I have additional flyers if anyone is interested. Again, that is a free event. It's Taking Steps Toward Health, and it's the Lynx 17th annual event. The Lynx have been serving in this community for over 50 years, and so this is really a worthy cause. So thank you for your time, and enjoy Jersey Sunday. Amen.
Good morning to all those that are inside, those that are maybe listening to us on the outside. We welcome you to our Sunday morning service at Union Missionary Baptist Church, where Dr. U.D. Williams is our pastor. We pray that something may be done or said that we may inspire you during this coming week. At this time, we're going to ask everyone if you would stand as we read our scripture reading from Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. And it reads, Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and prophets. Love God, love others. And we will do our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we're going to ask our choir to come to us in song. Thank you. Stand, you may stand as we do prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that thou hast bestowed upon us. We thank you for raising us up this morning to a brand new day that you have made. We thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you for a reasonable portion of our health and strength and being in a reasonable portion of our right mind. Father, we pray that thou would just continue to watch over, bless, and keep us. Touch our hearts so that we may humble ourselves and pray, seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, that thou may hear from heaven and heal our lands. Father, we pray that you would just bless us in the spiritual blessings that we are in need of. Father, we pray that you would just touch the hearts of all those that are in leadership positions so that all may seek your counsel in their decision making and do that which is right in your sight. And Father, we pray that you would touch each and every one of our hearts so that we may be obedient to your word and be obedient to the ones that are in charge of us. Father, we watch over us and continue to bless us. Father, touch our hearts so that we may prepare ourselves to hear the word that is to be preached today. And we ask for thy blessings upon our pastor and his family. Keep them in your protective care. Bless him that he may continue to lead us in the right way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this time, we turn our service over to the hands of our pastor, Dr. U.D. Williams.
God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. He's able. God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you.
Thank you. Amen. It's on now. Amen. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. For truly God is worthy, not of some of the praise, but of all of our praise. Amen. 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 We thank God for each and every one of you. This is our evangelistic Sunday where we reach out and share the gospel intentionally. On purpose, we mean to do it, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and reach out to our neighbors and our community members, as well as those who haven't been to church in a while and just need to get connected. Amen. Amen. This is our Evangelism Sunday, so we're not going crazy. That's why you see all these jerseys if you're wondering what's going on. Amen. Amen. This is Jersey Sunday. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for these jerseys on our evangelistic Sunday, reaching out, bringing our community members, family, and all that here to church with us. Amen? Amen. 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 We're about to share the word of God. Appreciate each and every one of you, our guests, those family members and friends who came for Jersey Sunday. We want to say we appreciate you. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for all of our guests and those who are abroad. Amen. Amen. We appreciate you for coming on out on this morning. I have to say thank you to some people. God is good. On last week, I was out of town, and I want to thank Reverend Coleman, one of our assistants. Amen. 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 Sometimes you have to say thank you. Some things happened, and Saturday night I had to call him about 4 p.m. And he said he just got done with a sandwich. I said, well, my brother, you up tomorrow. Amen. And he did a wonderful job. Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise for his faithfulness in assisting us. So thank you, Union. Thank you, Union. We went up to Rock Island. Amen. Rock Island on last week, and we celebrated the third pastoral anniversary of Reverend Coleman, Pastor Coleman at Olivet. So thank you, Union, for coming on up on that last week. Amen. Amen. And also, we're closing. It's hard to believe, but we're closing 2025. And I want to say thank you for all of our Christian growth fellowships. Our women are started, and we will officially start that in January on the first Saturdays. Amen. We had our orientation, but on the first Saturdays at 10:30 a.m. Amen. Amen. 10:30 for our first Saturdays, which is our Women's Christian Growth Fellowship. You'll be hearing more about that. And then our Men's Christian Growth Fellowship has gone strong. It started in January of 2025. Amen. And that meets every second Saturday at 10:15. And that will restart. Again, we have a planning session next month. November, second Saturday in November at 11 a.m. for our men's Christian growth. That's for men's Christian growth on that second Saturday, 11 a.m. But we want to thank God for all of that. And then I have to give a shout out to our young men who have been coming on Saturday morning. Amen. To our 18 and under. Amen. We've had approximately about 8-9 young men coming out with us on that. So we thank you, and those who are visiting and checking out our ministry, we appreciate you, and we want you to know that I, as the pastor, is urging everyone to grow in a personal relationship with God and nurture that personal relationship. And we're doing that in two ways. Amen. Looking at the Bible as a Christian tool for Christian living, and also nurturing our Christian character. But our mission is to love God and to love others. Amen. Amen. So thank you for that. I know we don't always like announcements, but I just had to say thank you to some people, and thank you to the church for coming on out and going through this vision of 2025, because October's here, and that means November be here, then December be here, and 2025, if the Lord's will be in the books. Amen. 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 Are you ready for the word? Amen. Amen. Gospel of John. Gospel of John, chapter 15. Gospel of John chapter 15. If you have your Bibles, we'll be reading verses 1 through 8. King James Version is what I shall be reading from. If you have your Bibles, John 15, verse 1 through 8.
Jesus, you are the center of my joy, Jesus.
If you can turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. If you're able to stand, stand. If you want to stay seated, you're welcome to do so as well. But we have the Gospel of John 15, verses 1 through 8. King James Version is what I'm reading from. If yours sounds a little bit different, that be the reason why. It says, King James Version, John chapter 15, verse 1 through 8. Verse 1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman, the gardener. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, and that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except ye abide in me. Verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. And if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. And verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that you may bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. If you give me just a few minutes on today, I would like to share with each and every one of us, get connected, stay connected. Get connected, stay connected. Can y'all help me out? Can somebody help me say that? Get connected and stay connected. Oh, somebody didn't want to say something. Help a pastor out. Get connected, stay connected. Yeah, I'm ready to preach now. That sounded pretty good. I live in a world, and I don't know about you, that we have something called Wi-Fi. And I'm human. I got to admit to you, but keep this between you and me. Please don't tell nobody. But this is between you and me, is sometimes I'm human, and I get frustrated when I'm in the middle of something. I'm trying to get something done on my computer or my phone or something, and then I lose connection with my Wi-Fi. I mean, it really frustrates me. It frustrates me. And then I'm trying to fix it, and I'm trying to do everything I can to get reconnected. But I've learned and I've discovered that sometimes you just have to wait before you can get reconnected. Sometimes you just have to go in certain spots where the Wi-Fi signal is strong. And brothers and sisters, I don't know where you are in your life, but Jesus is real. And Jesus is available to us. It does not matter if we've been in church 30, 40, 60, several decades. Jesus is real and available to all of us. It does not matter if we've never really been in church. Jesus is still available to each and every one of us. That's just one thing. We have to get connected. And if we're connected, we need to stay connected. And a relationship with Jesus Christ shapes our daily lives, brothers and sisters. Is there anybody in here you felt like telling somebody a piece of your mind? And you know exactly what I mean when I say a piece of your mind. Have you ever started to try to do some things and say some things and act some ways that you know did not represent you in the best manner? And what I'm trying to say is we need Jesus Christ to help us with our blemishes. We need Jesus Christ to help us with our shortcomings. We need to have Jesus Christ help us with those areas that are rough in our lives. And the main area that we need Jesus for is our sin. The places where we miss the mark, the items in which we have broken relationship with God, that nature that does not line up with the nature of God, we need Jesus Christ to help mend that relationship. A non-believer has a specific type of relationship with Christ. A believer has a specific type of relationship with Christ, and it is beneficial for all to seek and understand where their relationship and where our relationship with Jesus Christ is and how that relationship shapes our daily lives. Today, if you just give me a few more minutes, we're going to look at this metaphor that is in Scripture, this picture that is put in our mind, this image that is put in our mind of a gardener and a vine and some branches. And as we look at this vine and the branches found in this passage of Scripture of John chapter 15, verse 1 through 8, you'll see some things here that this illustrates that it is important to have a connection with Jesus Christ, a connection between Christ and his followers and Christ and God's creation. It is challenging because we have to examine ourselves and examine our own lives and even look at sometimes where we're not as fruitful in areas that we should be fruitful in. Also, how relationships with Jesus actually shapes the way we think, the way we live. Help me out, somebody. Let's look at this. Let's look at this passage and understand the role of the true vine. Verse 1, it says, true vine. Then let's look at this. And it says, the husbandman, which is a gardener, recognizing the importance of being in Christ, abiding in Christ, dwelling in Christ, and being able to discern what fruitfulness looks like in the life of a believer. And if I don't have that fruit, if I don't have that, say I want it. I got to have it. I got to have that fruit that comes from the vine. Each of these ideas and thoughts can help us not only get connected, but stay connected. Can I stay with that connection theme? Is there anybody here that you've had some friends along the way, but life happened and you just don't communicate with them anymore? Stuff happens. You met them on the job, met them at school, various places, but life happens and you just lost connection. You may see them pop up on Facebook every now and then, Snapchat, Instagram, but you really don't have an intimate connection with that person like you used to have. Well, if you are here, then you've at least heard about Jesus. And here in this passage of Scripture, this passage of Scripture is a part of what we call the farewell discourse, which talks about John in chapters. John talks about this in 13, chapter 13 through 17. And in these chapters, in this passage, it is situated in the final hours before Jesus is arrested and crucified. Now, the reason why I have to say that Jesus was arrested and crucified is because Jesus represents the atonement or represents us to cover our sins.
And if we have a right relationship with Jesus Christ, then we have a right relationship with God. The blood covers us because God looks at the blood of Jesus, the atoning work, the blood of Jesus. And here in this text, he's speaking to his disciples. Jesus is speaking to his disciples after the Last Supper, and he's preparing them for his earthly departure. And he's saying some very key teachings that will keep them. In other words, they can stay connected when he is physically gone. Here in this passage, Jesus uses this image, this picture of the vine and the branches and the gardener, and he describes the relationship between himself and those who decide to follow him. Now this choice of imagery would have been very, very common for the disciples, because here in this passage in the Hebrew scripture, Israel was often portrayed as a vine and a vineyard. Mm-hmm. A place where there's fruit. Grapes grow, fruit of the vine. But often in a negative sense, when Israel failed to produce good fruit. So this would have, to those who were reading this passage, they would understand the relationship between a vine and branch, and on that branch is some fruit, and Israel many times failed to produce good fruit. And what is this passage saying is, if you are connected to Jesus, when you get connected with Jesus and you stay with Jesus, you will produce righteous fruit. Somebody may look at me and what is he talking about, this producing fruit? You know what good fruit is and bad fruit is. Usually that fruit that's brown and got some fuzzy stuff on it. Help me, somebody. You're not going to bite into that. What about that fruit that got some worms in it? Are you going to bite into that fruit? If you want to have good spiritual fruit, you want to have patience, you want to have love, you want to have joy, Jesus is calling himself the true vine, and he presents himself as the fulfillment of what Israel was meant to be, a source of life. And that means when you're connected to the vine who is Jesus, God's purpose will be accomplished in your life and you will produce good fruit. The Father here in this text, the Father here, the husbandman, the vine dresser, the gardener is showing divine care over this vineyard that can produce fruit. Divine care, oversight, judgment. This passage emphasizes that it is important, it is necessary in remaining and abiding in Christ. And when you abide in Christ, what happens? You bear spiritual fruit. It warns that branches who are believers, who do not remain connected to the vine, will be removed and face destruction. While those who abide in Jesus will be pruned and sanctified, meaning set apart to become even more fruitful. What I'm trying to do as I set this today is that this passage points toward after the resurrection and the role of the Holy Spirit, which we now live in the ongoing mission of those who've decided to follow Jesus, is that all of us are to be fruitful. And in this text, it includes living righteously, loving each other, loving God, spreading the gospel, and glorifying God. We all have a job to do that should divine and define our life. As I look at this passage, verse 1, it says, Jesus reveals himself. He says, I am. You got your Bible? John 15, verse 1, it says in King James, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. And we've established that when he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener, the husband, here Jesus is identifying himself as the true vine. He's separating himself from false sources of spiritual nourishment. He's saying he is the true vine. He's separating himself from the stuff that will not give you true and fulfillment nourishment. And the first thing I want to share with you is you have to understand the role of the true vine, or to understand the role of Jesus in your life. He says here, true vine. Somebody say true, and somebody say vine. Won't you put it together? Say true vine. Amen, amen. The true vine is Jesus. And when we understand that the true vine is Jesus, Jesus is saying, watch out for those things that don't fulfill you spiritually like I do. If you are connected with me, you shall be filled spiritually. Oh, I'm about to work on this. As you look at this text and you examine your life, look at the things that you have to go to keep on getting the same level of enjoyment. There's some people in your life you got to keep on going back because you're trying to get that same feeling, that same situation, that same, got quiet up in here, it's that same circumstance. You're trying to get some things. You try to go places and you get connected to some things. And some of us think that we get fulfillment and put our minds that we get fulfillment from our job. But you may be able to pay some bills, but you can't have a right relationship because you have a good paying job. Some of us want to thank the Lord because we have good clothes and we can have that belt match our shoes, but that's good. You may get some compliments down here on how good you look, but God does not care about how you dress and how you look. You may get fulfillment from things here on earth, but Jesus is saying, if you want true spiritual fulfillment, you have to be connected to the true vine. Can you do me a favor? Look at your life and examine your life and look at some of the stuff that you depend on for your joy and your happiness. And I can tell you, if you're depending on something other than Jesus, you're not as happy as you could be. Yeah. You ought to grab a hold of Jesus, because I've learned just a little dab will do you. You don't need much Jesus. Just get a little dab of him. And he'll make you smile when you don't want to smile. He'll make you shout when there ain't nothing to shout about. He'll give you joy, happiness, and peace. It don't take much Jesus. Just call on his name and find out what I'm talking about. And here in verse 1 of chapter 15, when I'm talking about the role of Jesus, or the role of the true vine in your life, it's also saying about the gardener, or the vine dresser, which talks about God the Father, who tends and takes care of the vine to ensure its health and productivity. How many know that God takes care of us? Because Jesus is the true vine. And as I go on, Jesus reveals that we the branch. So if we are the branches, we connected to the vine, and God is watching over the vine. And the branch is connected to the vine. God is watching over us. And can I tell somebody, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know who you're dealing with or what you're dealing with. But God is your gardener. He is your vine dresser. He cares, and he's watching over you. Yeah. Can I say that this morning? Is that he has his eye on you. And not only does God have his eye on you, he has his eye on your circumstances. He has his eye on your situation. God sees all. God knows all. The gardener knows everything about you. He's watching over you. Because I learned this from this relationship between the gardener and the true vine, is that he's watching over the true vine, which is Jesus. And if I'm connected to the true vine as a branch, I'm getting there. That means that God is watching over me. If you ain't smiling yet, you ought to smile. You ain't got no confidence yet, you ought to have some confidence. You ought to tell yourself, God is watching over me. I have Jesus, and God is watching over me. Even the stuff that I've said, the stuff that I've done, the stuff that I'm doing, God still is watching over. He's watching over me. Jesus declares as the true vine that he is the sole source of spiritual sustenance. that if you really want some substance in your life, if you really want the real deal, Jesus is declaring that he is the true vine. He's the real deal. Without connection, without getting connected to Jesus, one cannot bear spiritual fruit. The Father as the gardener is involved in this process of pruning and correcting, which involves removing anything that hinders our growth. Yeah. You used to talk a certain way. Now you have Jesus and you wonder where that stuff went. That's because God was pruning you. That's some places that you used to go and you don't know why you still want to go. But you never go over that is because the Holy Spirit has pruned you, has changed your mind. Have you noticed that some friends have kind of got a little distant before you matured in the Lord? That some people you would hang around with, but they wouldn't help you spiritually. They steal your buddy, they steal your dog. But you don't really hang like you used to. That's because the Spirit of God, even if you want to or not, God prunes us and shapes us. You just want to help people and don't know why you want to help them. It's because the Spirit of God has pruned you for service. That's what God does. He shapes and corrects and cuts your mind in such a way that you start loving him and loving others and you don't think anything about it. That's what pruning is. And if I can just take a few minutes, I've learned that what God has done to me, not only has he shaped me and pruned me to serve and honor him, but God has also pruned me to worship him in spite of. I just can't help it. Before I matured in the Lord, I would come even to church with a frown and I'd be all upset and caught up in all my feelings and emotions. But since the Holy Spirit, since God has pruned me and shaped me as a worshiper, I don't care what you come to do, but I come to praise. Is there any witnesses? Do I have 5 and I'll make 6? Is there anybody here that you just grown to the point where God has pruned you and you really don't care what somebody else has come here to do, but God has shaped you and cut you in such a way it doesn't matter if you're suffering and going through, you come to praise God anyhow. In our lives, we must recognize and embrace Jesus as our primary source of spiritual guidance and strength. And if we want Jesus to be our Savior, we have to connect with him so we can bear fruit, spiritual fruit. But this means something. If we want right relationship with the true vine, we have to accept him as the true vine, as who and what he is. And that means looking at ourselves and even looking at some things that are having negative influences in our lives and removing them. Yeah, don't mind looking at the stuff that's bothering you. That's not the challenge. You know exactly some stuff you need to throw out. Yeah, but the challenge is actually removing it. But can I let you know that the Holy Spirit will help you do it if you just trust God? Sit back and watch God work. He'll deliver you of some stuff you didn't even know you had. You just have to evaluate yourself and say, God, help me. And he will prune you. You got to trust in God's pruning, even when it's uncomfortable, as part of his plan to make you more like Jesus. The next thing is the importance of abiding in Christ. It is clear of the understanding that Christ is the true vine, and now we must look at remaining in Jesus. If he's the true vine and I'm the branch, I know I'm jumping the gun, but I'm the branch and I'm looking forward to bearing fruit. If I'm looking at this, it's important to stay in Jesus. If I'm going to get connected and stay connected, it's important that I understand a big word is abide. I have to abide in Jesus. I have to stay in Jesus. And here in this John 15:4, if you look at that, it says in the fourth verse, it says, if you abide in me, if you dwell in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide or gets connected to the vine, no more can you except abide in me. And here As we look at this text, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in Jesus. This makes it very important that there is a mutual relationship between Jesus and you. Where if you stay in Jesus, if you abide in Jesus, it's important for you to grow spiritually. The thing is, if you want God and you want all the things that God has for you, you have to be obedient to his will and his way. And the process is you have to abide or stay in Jesus. Recognize the true vine is Jesus. But once you are connected to Jesus and you stay connected with Jesus, abiding means maintaining a constant and consistent and living connection with Jesus all the time. That don't mean be perfect, because every day is not the same. Some days it rains. Some days you have some hell storms. You could take that however you want to take that. Sometimes it's cold outside. Sometimes there's ice and slippery. Anybody been outside when it's ice and slippery and even fall? But you was able to get back up because you're here, right? Yeah. Well, if you are abiding and stayed in Jesus, no matter what happens in life, and you have that connection, that means you are staying consistently and constantly in living connection with Jesus. But how do I do that? I do it through prayer. I do it through scripture. And I do it through obedience. I have to stay prayerful. That means I have to keep on talking to God. I have to keep on talking to Jesus. I have to keep on looking and reading my scripture, no matter if I feel I understand it or not. And I also have to obey, do what scripture says. Because we can't do this life by ourselves. Can I tell you that Satan will throw some stuff at you that you ain't never seen? You may think you got it all together, but Satan knows you better than you know yourself. He not going to give you stuff that you're strong at. He going to come at you the way he gonna come at you. Nobody really saying too much. You wonder why sometimes certain people come and say certain things? Because Satan knows that that person gets on your nerves. And if that person say something, he can cause a distraction. There's some folk you don't care, can say the exact same thing in the exact same way. But if that person comes and say it, that person is the person that gets under your skin. So Satan ain't going to send you somebody that you can tolerate. There's some people in here, I'm one of them, that you hate waiting in long lines. You have patient issues. You can't wait on nothing, excuse me. And you in line. So Satan at times, you trying to get focused on your daily, you're about to go to Bible study or whatever, but I'm going to stop over here just for a few minutes and make the line long and trap you in, because Satan knows you don't like long lines. And you don't like waiting on much stuff. So Satan will not mess with you, but mess with people around you and have you trapped into stuff where you got to wait. Because Satan knows that that gets under your skin. You know some stuff that gets under your skin. You know some stuff that bothers you. You know some people that bother you. There's some places that bother you. And that's good to know them. But also know, call on your God. Call on your God through prayer. Read your word for guidance on how to deal with these uncomfortable circumstances and situations, and obey what God's word says, and these situations will not overcome you. But I have to stay in Christ, because when I stay in Christ, I have power now here on earth, but not only here on earth, but when I transition from this fleshly body and I transition to my soul, to my spirit, because I'm abiding in Christ, I have right relationship with God, I shall be able to dwell in heaven. I don't have much time. All my job is to plant some seeds for you on today. But as I look at this, there's one more thing. Then I'm going to my seat. Is as we understand that we must stay in Jesus or abide in Jesus, we must reflect on what it means to bear fruit in our lives as disciples. If you make Jesus your choice, you have to understand what it means to bear fruit in your life. You have to be fruitful. Discerning fruit, you have to look at fruitfulness in your life. And my last point that I want to look at is I got to be fruitful. I got to be fruitful. As I look at John 15 and 8, Jesus says, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear what? Much fruit. Verse 8 says, herein my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. Verse 8 says, bear much fruit. Didn't just say bear fruit. But when you're abiding in him and connected, it says that God is glorified, that you bear much fruit. It says that bearing fruit is the natural outcome in your life if you are connected to Jesus Christ. And because you bear fruit, it brings glory to God. Looking at the text, the vine, talking about like a grapevine, and then you have branches, and off of those branches come the fruit, which are the grapes. If you look at that, there is a relationship. If the vine is healthy, then you have more than likely healthy branches. And if you have healthy branches, then those healthy branches are able to produce healthy fruit. There's a relationship between all of those things. And Jesus says that we are the branches. And when we produce the fruit as branches, when we produce the fruit, it makes God happy. And not only does it make happy, but God is being praised and honored. It glorifies God. Somebody not with me, you ever have any children and you like them to go on out on the soccer field and play a little soccer and everything? Don't let them fool around and score a goal on you. Oh, yeah, you get happy. Anybody have some kids and they hit honor roll? Oh, let them hit honor roll, but not just honor roll. I see you on Facebook, they hit high honor roll. Amen, amen. You just get happy with yourself. May even fool around and get a bumper sticker on your car. My student, my child is an honor roll student. And just conveniently, next time you have coffee with somebody or you call somebody, you just happen to bring it up. You know my child made an honor roll. Ain't talking nothing about school or education, but just want to let you know that my child. Don't let your child fool around and make the paper. Oh, help me somebody. For something good. You don't pass that around and just happen to bring that up. Because as the parent, all that you're doing and sacrificing, you don't think about that because your child is doing all right. Don't let your child fool around and call you and say, Mama, Daddy, I got a promotion. You get all happy. They doing good down there. God is blessing them because when your offspring does well, that makes your heart feel good. When you have the true vine, which is Jesus, and we are the branches and we produce much fruit, God is worshiped. God is honored. He is put in his rightful place. And then you can truly say, church, even though it's not testimony service, I got to say something. If it had not been for the Lord... If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. So I tried to share with somebody that in the little time that I have is that you have to stay connected. But first you have to get connected. And by getting connected, you have to understand the role of the true vine in your life, which is Jesus. And when you understand the true vine, which is Jesus in your life, you have to stay in Jesus and abide and dwell in Jesus. And when you dwell in Jesus, because you are connected to the true vine and you are the branch and you produce fruit, yeah, God is glorified. And is there anybody here that wants to glorify God just by doing what he said do? Is there anybody here? It doesn't matter, yeah, you dealing with some sickness, but you still want God to be glorified. Is there anybody here that's dealing with some pain, but you still want God to be glorified? Is there anybody up in here that's dealing with some disappointment, but you still want God to be glorified? Is there anybody here that's been talked about? Oh, misused and abused, but you still want God to be glorified. Well, Jesus in this text invites us to deepen our understanding and our relationship with him as the true vine. We are encouraged in this text to stay in Jesus, to abide in Jesus, and recognize the fruits of his work in our lives. Somebody said it this way, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Is there somebody up in here that's happy, 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 happy? Because God is your Father, Jesus is your Savior, and the Holy Spirit is your Comforter. Happy, happy, because you woke up this morning, didn't deserve it, but you're happy, happy. Is there anybody here that you was able to throw their feet over on the floor and get up out the bed? Just make you happy, 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 happy. Well, this week, take time on purpose to look at your life and your connection with the true vine, who is Jesus. And you'll see what I'm saying, that you got to get connected and stay connected. Well, I've said all I could say on today, but may the Lord God bless you real good. May he keep you and sustain you. But as I close this morning, I need you to recognize that you are not by yourself and that God cares for you. For the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have ever, 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 everlasting life. And I won't ever, 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 forever lasting life. Is there anybody here that wants ever, 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 everlasting life? Well, if you want to go to heaven and be with Jesus and be with God in right relationship forever, ever, 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 may the Lord God bless you real good. And ever and ever, ever and ever, you have to understand that they took Jesus on Calvary's cross. May the Lord God bless you real good. They stretched him wide. May the Lord God bless you real good. They put nails in his hands. May the Lord God bless you real good. They put a thorn, a crown on his head. May the Lord God bless you real good. And he died on Calvary's cross for you and for me. May the Lord God bless you real good. When he died, they placed his body in the tomb. May the Lord God bless you real good. But early, early Sunday morning, he got up. He got up. He got up. Yes. With all power. Yes. In his hand. May the Lord God bless you real good. Well, why is it important about the power of the resurrection? Because the same power that got Jesus up can get you up, can get you out, can get you over, can get you through. The same power that got Jesus up can get you up, can get you out, and can get you over. Is there anybody here that knows if you got Jesus, you've got power, you've got power? May the Lord God bless you real good. He's good. He's good, I tell you. He's good. He's gooder than good. He's goodest. He's goodable. He's great. He's wonderful. He's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. So, my brothers and sisters on today, get connected and stay connected with the true vine, who is Jesus Christ. If you want to know how, you just say, I believe in Jesus. He is my Savior. I give my life to him and believe in your heart that he has died on Calvary's cross for you and rose up from the dead with the power of God.
If you believe that, the Bible says, and you confess that, you are saved. Your heart is transformed. I want to invite you, my brother, my sister, give your heart, give your life to Jesus today. Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? You would like to give your life to Jesus on today. Is there one? Is there one? You can come down or you can raise your hand. Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? If you do not have a church home and you would like to connect with this body of believers, you can come. You can raise your hand or you can come down. Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? Give your life to Jesus. It means you'll be a candidate for baptism. Coming from another church, you already believe in Jesus Christ and you want to get connected with this body of believers. It means you can come by letter of your previous church or come on your Christian experience. Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister, on today? Will you come? You can raise your hand or you can come. Is there one? Is there one, my brother? Is there one, my sister? Is there one? Is there one? Is there one? Amen. 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 Let's give God. Let's have a praise. Amen. Is there another? Is there another today? Is there another? Is there another? As the Spirit of God is moving, is there another? Is there another? We can take time for this. We can take time for this. Is there another, my brother? Is there my sister? You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to get connected with this body of believers? Is there one? Is there one today? Is there another?
Is there another?
Get connected, stay connected. Is there another?
He will give you brand new life.
Is there another?
New life abundantly. Come.
Is there another? Raise your hand or you can come. Raise your hand or you can come. Is there one? Amen. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Duffy, our church clerk, if you can just stay there when we conclude and she'll come get all your information and all that good stuff. Amen. Welcome to the family, my sister. We love you. Amen. Amen. She'll be coming by. Amen. Amen. We thank God for Jersey Sunday. We thank God for evangelism. We thank God for each and everyone who have come out. If you come as a visitor and you like what you hear, we just want to let you know you are welcome. Amen. Amen. Not trying to pressure you or recruit you, just letting you know there is room here for you to do your kingdom work here. Amen. Amen. And we love you with the love of God and the love of Jesus. If we can prepare, we're going to go ahead and bless the food. Everybody say amen. If y'all can put that in my ear as we get going on today. If you'll please stand, amen. Everybody say,
amen.
Everybody say,
amen.
Everybody say,
amen.
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 If you love them, say, if you love them, say,
amen.
If you love them, say,
amen.
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 Amen. If it's been good, say,
amen.
If it's good, say,
amen.
If it's good, say,
amen.
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 Father God, we say thank you for your word that we can get connected to the true vine. We are the branches and you produce the fruit and you're happy about that. You are glorified.
We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the increase. We ask that you just bless the family that has connected with us today, that you keep her and you sustain her and you wrap her with your Holy Spirit, because we know that Satan is busy. Keep them right now. And Lord, on this Jersey Sunday, we have prepared food. There have been those hands that prepare food and those that shall receive food. We ask that you bless that and bless the fellowship. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Those who want to go to fellowship and get a meal, amen. Or just look around. You can go through that door and go straight back. That's where it is. Please stay. Please fellowship.